Sink and a couple of staff officers came to 2nd Battalion CP to observe. They had a bottle of whiskey with them. Winter said he was going down to the riverbank to supervise the patrol. When he got to the outpost, he told the men to just stay still. With the whiskey working on him, Sink would soon be ready for bed. The patrol could report in the morning that it had gotten across the river and into German lines, but had been unable to get a live prisoner. Glenn Gray writes, "To be required to carry out orders in which he does not believe, given by men who are frequently far removed from the realities with which the orders deal, is the familiar lot of the combat soldier. It is a great boon of frontline positions that disobedience is frequently possible, since supervision is not very exact where danger of death is present. Many a conscientious soldier has discovered he could reinterpret military orders in his own spirit before obeying them." Some of the men wanted liquor, too. Cobb and Wiseman went out on a daytime scrounging mission, even though orders were never to show yourself in daylight. They found a cellar filled with schnapps. They grabbed two bottles each, and shot at by German snipers, ran down the street like schoolboys with stolen apples. Wiseman got hit in the knee. He stumbled and fell, breaking his bottles. Cobb saved his. The two men ducked into a cellar and started enjoying the schnapps. "You take a bunch of GIs," Martin pointed out. "There is no such thing as just taking a shot of schnapps. You have to drink the whole goddamn thing before you quit." Wiseman and Cobb drank a bottle each. When they got back to 1st Platoon HQ, roaring drunk, Cobb got into a fight with Marsh. Lieutenant Foley separated the men. He chewed out Cobb for being off limits, disobeying orders, being drunk and disorderly, and so on. Cobb became enraged and began mouthing off. He ignored Foley's direct order to shut up. Instead, he charged Foley. Two men grabbed him and threw him down. Sergeant Martin pulled his .45 pistol. Foley told him to holster his pistol, ordered Cobb arrested, and had him taken back to regiment for lockup. Wiseman, meanwhile, loudly rejected Medic Rowe's order to evacuate. He said he was staying with his friends. Foley got his platoon settled down, then went to regimental HQ to write up court-martial papers for Cobb. It took him several hours. He took the papers to Colonel Sink and told him the details. As Foley was leaving, Sink said to him, "Foley, you could have saved us all a lot of trouble. You should have shot him." Wiseman, still drunk, refused any aid for his wound. He said he would talk to Sergeant Rader, no one else.